Take your Bibles, if you would, tonight, back to Daniel chapter 9. Last week, we only did one verse, and hopefully tonight we can do the last three in the chapter and finish up chapter 9. But let me give you just a quick overview to get everybody up to date. Daniel had served through the Babylonian Empire, and in chapter 9, he was just starting to serve the Mede King Darius. So it was in the first year of King Darius's reign. He was reading in the book of Jeremiah, and he ran across the passage where God said that he would accomplish 70 years in desolation of Jerusalem. And Daniel began to pray. He confessed his sin. He confessed the sin of the nation. He asked for God's forgiveness for his sin and the sin of the nation. He asked for God to turn away his anger and his fury. He asked for God to shine upon the sanctuary. And he asked God to help him understand what Jeremiah was writing about in the 70 weeks or in the 70 weeks of years that he had just read in the book of Jeremiah. While he was praying, the angel Gabriel came to him. Now again, Daniel had met Gabriel earlier. He had had a vision about a ram and a he-goat. And Gabriel came in answer to Daniel's prayer then to explain that vision, how the ram represented with two horns represented the Medes and the Persians, and how the he-goat with a single horn represented the Greeks under Alexander the Great. So again, the Medes and the Persians empire had just started. He was in the first year of Darius's reign. And God gave him a vision of the second and the third world empire that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed about, that Daniel dreamed about in the four beasts. So you had Babylon, you had the Medes and the Persians, you had the Greeks, and then you had the Romans. So Gabriel comes in answer to Daniel's prayer and said, I've come to give you skill and understanding and help you understand what Jeremiah was talking about when he talked about the 70 years or the 70 weeks of years. When you started to pray, God told me to come. Now again, I mentioned three weeks ago, that you could read Daniel's prayer in about 3 minutes. And so if God sent Gabriel when Daniel began to pray, Gabriel made the trip from the throne of God to where Daniel was in those 3 minutes. And he says, so I'm here to help you understand. And by the way, I want you to know you're greatly beloved in heaven. God really loves you. Therefore, he says, understand and consider. Now, last week we looked at verse 24. That's the verse that Gabriel starts the explanation of what Jeremiah's 70 years or 70 weeks of years mean. And we talked about that verse. 70 years is determined on the people of Israel and upon the holy city, Jerusalem. And there's going to be six things accomplished in those 70 weeks of years. And we talked about them last week. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So in those 70 weeks of years, those things are going to be accomplished. Of course, we know to make reconciliation for iniquity, Jesus did that on Calvary. So Calvary is going to take place in these 70 weeks of years. To bring in everlasting righteousness, only Christ can do that as he sets up his kingdom. So that's going to happen in these 70 weeks of years. And so tonight, we're going to look at verses 25, 26, and 27 and talk about the rest of what Gabriel told Daniel in answer to his prayer for understanding. So we're going to read all three verses. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So there's going to be 69 weeks, but it's important that Gabriel mentioned 7 weeks because there's going to be something happen after 49 years, and then he mentions 62 weeks. So put them together, 69 of the 70 weeks are going to be there. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks, okay, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, the city of Jerusalem and the temple. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Verse 27, and he, the prince, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. 70 years of weeks, 490 years. Here's how you can break them up. 7 weeks, or 49 years, to the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Okay? 62 weeks, or 434 years, and you add those two together, so 69 weeks till the coming of Messiah. And then, and here's the mistake a lot of people make, they think week number 70 is going to come right after week number 69. But the Bible doesn't say that. There's actually an interval of time that's going to transpire between week number 69 and week 70. And two of the things that are mentioned in verse 24, to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness, in other words, the crucifixion and the Lord coming back to set up his kingdom, are going to happen between week 69 and 70, and then week 70 is going to come. Week 70, again, is 7 years, and we know that period as the Great Tribulation, where the Antichrist will make an agreement with Israel, and they'll think that he's the Messiah. And halfway through that, he'll break the covenant and set up an image in the Holy of Holies and bring abomination into the temple. So the 70 years start with the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. And again, because Daniel was just in the first year of the Medes and the Persians' rule, and the Greeks were going to come after that, and the Romans were going to come after that, everything that Gabriel's talking about in the first 69 weeks has to fit in to that history, to the history that God's already revealed in the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, in the dream to Daniel about the four beasts. So the things that Gabriel's talking about here, that God's telling Daniel is going to happen and told Jeremiah was going to happen, has to fit in with the fact that, you know, the Medes and the Persians are going to rule, the Greeks are going to rule, and then the Romans are going to rule. Now, there's four different decrees mentioned in Scripture that Bible scholars have suggested as the possible starting point for these 70 years. Okay? So he says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. Okay? Now, the first one that some people think was the decree that Cyrus made in 536 B.C. That's recorded in Ezra chapter 1. Now, you don't need to turn back. I'm going to turn back to Ezra chapter 1. I'm just going to read you that decree. Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, beside the freewill offering for all the house of God that is in Jerusalem. So this was the decree that Cyrus made, that the Jews could leave captivity, go back to Jerusalem, and notice what it says, rebuild the temple. Okay? Rebuild the temple. Now, we know Zerubbabel led a group of folks back, and they started on the temple. They built the altar but didn't get the temple, and Ezra had to come and help them, and others of the prophets came and helped them. But again, some people think that this was the start of the 70 years. But this decree didn't talk about rebuilding Jerusalem. It talked about rebuilding the temple. Now, some people think it was the decree that Darius made, as recorded in Ezra chapter 6. Again, you don't need to turn to it. I'm just going to read a part of it. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was... Now, this was when... let me just tell you what was going on here. This was when Zerubbabel went back, and Joshua the high priest went back to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Some of the locals didn't like it. And so they sent a word back to Darius, who had taken over after Cyrus, and said, "Hey, do you realize what these Jews are doing in Jerusalem? They're rebuilding the temple." So they said, "Should we stop them?" Then Darius the king, Ezra again, chapter 6, then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Amathea in the palace, that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus, the king, the same Cyrus, the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. And so Darius verified what Cyrus had said. And he made a decree to these people that had sent him the question, "Should we let this work go on? You better let it go on." Cyrus made the decree. I'm supporting the decree. And you give them what they need to finish the house of God. Again, it doesn't talk about rebuilding the city. It talks about rebuilding the temple. Now, other people think it was the decree that Artaxerxes made in Ezra chapter 7. Again, you don't need to turn to it. I'm just going to read a part of it. Now, this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes to Israel. This was when Ezra was getting ready to go to Jerusalem. I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. You're sent of the king and his seven counselors. Carry the silver and the gold which we've offered up, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, and with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. So this decree was to send money or resources with Ezra so that he could go back and buy the sacrifices that the Jews could offer up on the altar in the temple. Again, doesn't talk at all about rebuilding Jerusalem. Now, the fourth decree is again by Artaxerxes in 446 B.C. Okay, it's recorded in Nehemiah chapter 2. Okay, now again, this is the king that Nehemiah was the cupbearer for. People came from Jerusalem, told Nehemiah of the disrepair of the city. Nehemiah was sad before the king. And the king says, "What's the matter? I've never seen you this way." And Nehemiah said, "How can I be happy when my hometown, Jerusalem, lies in ruins?" And the king says, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to go back and rebuild the walls and rebuild the city." And the king said, "Okay, I'll send you." So this decree, I believe, was the one that starts the clock. This decree was the one that started the clock on the 70 weeks of years that Jeremiah was talking about, when Nehemiah was sent back to rebuild the city. So the first 7 weeks, or 49 years, if you start in 446 B.C., okay, takes us up to 397 B.C. That was the time that Malachi wrote his book that's included in the Old Testament, the last book of the Old Testament. Okay? Now, you add 62 weeks to that 7. You get 69 weeks, okay? Now, I've looked at two or three different places. Here's the place that I think makes this the clearest. It comes from a book, The Coming Prince. A guy by the name of Sir Robert Anderson wrote it. Here's the math that he did, okay? He said, if you go from the first day of Nisan, which is on the Jewish calendar, corresponds to our April, okay, 446 B.C., okay, to the 10th of Nisan in A.D. 32, okay, you get 173,880 days, okay? You divide that by 360, there's 360 days on the Jewish calendar, you get 483 years, 69 weeks of years, okay? So 69 times 7. On the 10th day of Nisan in the year A.D. 32 is when Bible scholars think that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey and publicly proclaimed himself as the Messiah. Because you know the people sent up the messianic cry as he rode in on the donkey into Jerusalem. Okay? So again, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you, hey, I think this guy is absolutely right. I believe he's close. Okay? I mean, I believe God's a God of numbers. I believe God keeps track of things. And when he said, from the time to go and rebuild the city of Jerusalem until the time that the Messiah comes is going to be 69 weeks of years. I believe God is precise enough to have it happen on the very day. Okay? And again, I'm not going to tell you that, hey, I believe these dates are fixed and this is the way it absolutely happened. I think it's an explanation, again, that works. And again, I believe that God knows how to keep time, and he does keep time. It happened just like he told Jeremiah it was going to happen. So that brings us to the end of the 69th week. Now, between the 69th week and the 70th week is a period of time. Bible doesn't tell us how long that period of time is. But in that period of time, according to verse 24 that we looked at last week, two things have to happen. The Messiah will be cut off, okay? Verse 26, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, okay? So the crucifixion happens there. And then the second thing is the destruction of Jerusalem. The prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Again, the temple. That happened in 70 AD when Titus, the Roman emperor, came into Jerusalem and destroyed the city. Okay? Now, again, the final week hasn't happened yet. Week 70 hasn't happened yet. It's the 7 years. It's going to happen sometime in the future. Again, it didn't come right after week 69. But it will come. It tells us here that the prince or the Antichrist is going to be a Roman. Okay? Now again, the Roman Empire still exists. It's broken up. I mean, it doesn't rule, but it consists of some nations in Africa and the nations in Europe. Okay? That are going to come back together, as Daniel saw, in the 10 horns and then one horn. Three of those horns will be torn down, one will come up. That's the Antichrist. And so this prince is the little horn of Daniel 7. He's the beast of Revelation chapter 13. After the rapture, so when the church is out of the way, gone, the Antichrist, the prince, is going to make a covenant with Israel. They'll accept him as their Messiah. Halfway through the seven years, he'll renege on the agreement, and he'll set up an image in the Holy of Holies, in the temple. Some people call it the abomination of desolation. And so what the Jews thought was the start of the millennial when they signed this agreement with this prince, actually turns out to be the great tribulation that we read about in the book of Revelation. And the thing that will end that is Jesus coming back, setting up his kingdom, setting up his 1,000-year rule. And when he does that, he'll bring in everlasting righteousness. Again, what we talked about in verse 24. So again, we look at these things. The things that have happened in the 69 weeks of years have already happened. They're already history. We can be sure that what's going to happen in week 70 is just as sure. God's not going to change his mind. God's not going to change his plan. It's been his plan for all eternity. It'll be his plan into eternity. That's one of the reasons that we study prophecy, to know that God told us what was going to happen. God kept his word, and what he tells us is going to happen that hasn't happened yet, we can be sure that that's going to happen too, because God said it was going to happen. And we just need to believe it and get ready for it. I don't know when week 70 is going to start. I don't know when the church is going to be raptured. I don't know when we're going to be taken out of here. I believe it's soon. I can't set a date. I'd be dumb to set a date. Nobody knows the day except the Lord. But I believe it's going to be soon. And because I believe it's going to be soon, we need to get busy. We need to get busy telling people about Christ, sharing the gospel with them, so that they can be ready when the rapture comes, so that they can go to heaven. Thank you for being here tonight. Men will be praying back here. If the ladies would like to pray, they could pray here. Let's stand together, have a word of prayer, and be dismissed. Again, thank you for being here tonight.